Hello, welcome to Life Matters. I'm Angela Caterns. Thank you so much for joining me. Richard Ady will be back in his chair next Monday. Today, I'm looking forward to meeting Rachel Bond as our Career Change series continues. She's an academic with a PhD and she now teaches belly dancing. You're going to love hearing her story. Also up ahead, what kind of personality does your CEO have? We'll find out which types of business leaders are the most successful. And we meet the freak. That's what Matt Fraser calls himself. He's a performer from the UK who puts a whole new spin on having a disability. But first up on Life Matters, the new approach to youth homelessness. I'm not sure if you know it or not, but we have a national target to halve homelessness by 2020. If you're young and homeless, you're more likely to become a homeless adult, so it makes sense to focus on prevention. And that means more than just providing emergency accommodation. Mission Australia is trying a new approach to youth homelessness in Sydney's southwest, offering a greater variety of programs, including education and family counselling. Leonie Green is New South Wales State Director of Mission Australia. Hello, Leonie. Welcome to Life Matters.
Good morning, Angela. It's great to be here.
And very shortly, we will be joined also by Professor Chris Chamberlain from RMIT. He's an expert in youth homelessness. Leonie, just before we talk about homelessness, can I just ask you to address the story that's reported in today's newspapers? The Queensland government funded a pay rise for Mission Australia workers in Queensland, but the money was not paid to them. They continue to be paid in line with workers elsewhere in Australia, despite the Queensland government funding a pay rise for them to the tune of about $500,000. Why was the funding not passed on to the workers as it was intended?
Yes, well, as you just said, Angela, that was a Queensland issue, and that's a state-based issue that my colleague in Queensland is addressing today. As far as I'm aware, that we're looking through all of our data and our statistics today, but the people were paid in line with what the requirements were. I'm sorry to be evasive with that, but I am conscious that it is a Queensland issue and that we are looking into that, and I would be more than happy to come back to you and provide you with more information at a later stage.
All right, well, let's have a look at where your work is primarily at the moment in southwest Sydney. Can you give us a snapshot of the social and economic mix in that area? I know it's also very culturally diverse, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's a very culturally diverse part of Sydney with lots of different nationalities and ethnicity around and varying levels of unemployment. So therefore, the cultural mix is really important that we can address the particular needs of family groups and young people.
So tell us how this service differs from, the current model. Is it that the services are offered as a package?
Yeah, what differs is that we don't have a one-size-fits-all approach. What we like to do is tailor the services to the individual client's needs. So we're running a home where the young people can come and have safe accommodation, but within that we work with them to assess their particular needs and issues and also their individual goals, and then we work with them on tailoring the wraparound services that they need to achieve those goals and that they need to overcome their particular barriers. So we also don't just focus on crisis or just intervention. We really combine those two elements so that the services are really targeting what the client needs.
Have you found that family conflict is the main cause of homelessness for people, for young teenagers?
Yes. Family conflict is a large component for young people, and that can vary from young people not wanting to, live and follow by the rules of their particular family and household, through to much more serious family conflict where there could be, violence and other more serious issues.
And so how do you try and reduce the risk of a young teenager leaving home and eventually becoming homeless?
Yes, one of the other programs that is offered here, and one of the other things we like to do, is work within the family context as well, and therefore work with the family on navigating through some of those issues that they would be facing. So it's not just about working with the young person, it's also about working with the family.
Right. Have you found they're amenable to that?
Yes. You know, if you think as a parent, all parents, you know, want the best for their children and, you know, really want to navigate through those circumstances. So, you know, it's not, again, it's not just going to be a simple phone call or, you know, a one-size-fits-all, but certainly both young people and parents are amenable to that. And the outcome of that can vary. You know, it's not always the case that a young person will go back to a family environment, but it's about reconnecting with their family and reconnecting with those relationships.
And Leonie, I understand you have a special provision for teenage parents, a group that isn't very well catered for in homeless services.
That's right. It's probably about, you know, 80% of young people, young parents, get turned away from services. So this service will particularly work with those young homeless teenagers and young homeless people, and work with them to, again, achieve the goals that are most suitable for them. And just recently we had a case where a young pregnant client was referred to our service, and she had very little contact with her mother, and the relationship with the baby's father was, you know, eroding. And we worked with that client to get her into accommodation, and then continue to work with her to set goals. And just over a little over a month ago, she was actually moved into a Mission Australia housing affordable property, you know, in an area that was going to suit her life goals and where she felt safe and well supported.
And Leonie, you offer a range of housing from crisis to semi-independent.
Yes.
Is there a time limit on how long someone can stay in the program? Do you want them to move through as quickly as possible?
Yes, I mean, realistically, the work coming into a crisis accommodation or someone coming into supported housing, we see those as opportunities for people to move through to independent living. And we do look at having time limits, but we're quite flexible with those. Because the programs are worked around individual circumstances, it's quite unrealistic to say, well, on, you know, this date you're now going to be independent and off you go. So we really do work with the individual, and we aim for a progression through to, you know, independent living.
Mm. We're talking at the moment on Life Matters to Leonie Green. She's New South Wales State Director of Mission Australia. Leonie, the homeless as a group have higher rates of drug use and mental illness. Do you think that this is the cause as much as family conflict of a young person becoming homeless?
I don't think it's as simple a question as is this one particular cause or is this not. We're dealing with individuals and complex personal matters that people have. Sometimes drug use can become a cause of homelessness or conflict, and other times that is simply a symptom of some other things that are happening in their life. So the important part in any service is really spending time with the individual and understanding what's happening for them. And, you know, if there are other underlying issues, then it's about addressing those as well as looking at the, you know, the drug habits or addictions.
Mm. So just explain to us, can you give us a bit of an example of how the early intervention works? Do you make an appointment and go into a house and make sure that the parents are there and that you discuss the issues that are likely to result in a young person leaving home and eventually becoming homeless?
Again, I wish I could just say it was as simple as one size fits all, but we do receive referrals from many different sources, and that could come from a family or it could come from the young person themselves. It could be the young person coming to talk to us in our service, or it may be that we are invited into the home and we go and, you know, talk to people in their homes. So it is around, you know, where the referral has actually come from and then taking it from there.
And so the homeless model you're introducing in southwest Sydney, are there others like it around the country, or is the idea to move in that direction around the country?
Yes, there are others like it around the country. Mission also operates some other services like this, as do other providers. We believe that by providing this holistic service, we are going to get better outcomes for the young people, their families and the broader community. So I think we will find that we will start to move more down this line in terms of servicing. I think across the board, whether it's young people or adult people, it's no longer seen as best practice or good enough just to provide somebody with a meal and a bed for the night, or just with a short-term stay, and with the view of, let's move you on to the next service. What we're looking at is really working with people to identify what are the issues that have created this particular crisis in their life, and how do we work with them individually to move through for them to achieve their personal goals and a life that provides them with independence and sustainability.
And so, Leonie, do you think we're going to meet that target of halving homelessness by 2020?
Well, I am very positive towards that, and we're working very strongly towards it. And I think one of the great things that from the federal government was actually putting homelessness on the agenda and actually creating the debate and creating the media exposure around the issue of homelessness. So that's certainly a great platform for organisations like ourselves and our other colleague organisations to start moving towards halving that number. So yes, I'm very confident.
Good. Thank you, Leonie. Thanks for joining us today on Life Matters.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Leonie Green is New South Wales State Director of Mission Australia. We had hoped to have Professor Chris Chamberlain from RMIT on the program as well, but unfortunately due to technical problems, he was unable to join us, so sorry about that. You're listening to Life Matters with Angela Caterns. Coming up, what makes a successful CEO?